Hello everybody and welcome back to the show. In this exclusive episode, we will explore the ocean life of Peru. This new parallel format will go in all 130 different countries connected to the ocean and get to know their secrets and biodiversity. This episode is the first one and is completely free and marks the beginning of an incredible journey around the world. So take your masks and palms and dive into it. The remote hidden country where the Andes meet the Pacific is Peru. Known for its mountain chain, the Andes, it is nonetheless part of the richest natural zone of the world and still untouched in some locations to this day. Expect to learn in this episode its underwater secrets, its importance, who stands up for this place conservation, what extraordinary species you can find there, and much more. First and foremost, Peru's coastal waters are home to several marine mammals, and for logic reasons. First one is the humpback whale. These majestic giants embark on an extraordinary annual migrations from Antarctica to the warm waters of Peru's coast. They make this journey to breed and give birth, taking advantage of the abundance of food and protected bays that provide a safe haven for their young calves. Witnessing the breathtaking sight of humpback whales gracefully navigating the coastal waters is truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Second species are dolphins. This place is a playground for them, and species of dolphins found there include the common dolphin, the bottlenose dolphin, and the dusky dolphin. These highly intelligent and playful creatures are often spotted swimming alongside boats and surfacing near the coast. Their acrobatic display and curious nature never fail to captivate onlookers, leaving a lasting impression of the extraordinary marine life in Peru. Third one is the South American sea lions. Sea lions populations are renowned in this place. These social and vocal marine mammals can be found resting on these rocky shores. In these places they form large colonies that resonate with their boisterous calls. With their sleek bodies and agile movements, these sea lions are excellent swimmers, effortlessly navigating the coastal waters in search of their preferred diet, consisting mainly of fish. Fourth one is the killer whale, also known as orcas, and they occasionally grace the coastal waters of Peru with their presence. These powerful predators are instantly recognizable with their distinctive black and white coloration and impressive size. They boast a complex social structure and are known for their remarkable hunting techniques, as we covered in another episode that I suggest you listen if you're interested in it. Their visits to Peru's waters may be influenced by the ability of prey species, adding an element of excitement and unpredictability to the marine ecosystem. We can see them also in the large sardine run events that are happening in South Africa, for example. Because just like in Peru, sometimes of the year, there's a high concentration of certain fishes, like mackerels, that they usually hunt for and feed on. The simple fact of having these four mammals concentrated in one place is single-handedly really impressive. Now, in Peru, you have two of the richest spots of biodiversity in the world. I'll start with the Sea of Peru. So the collision of the Humboldt Current, the warm waters of the Northern Equatorial Current, and nutrient-rich upwelling systems creates productive marine ecosystems in this area. It sustains a large biomass of mega biodiversity and numerous endemic and unknown, still to this day, species. It is a magical place where whales concentrate, feed and give birth, where manta rays and whale sharks migrate, and where dolphins, sea lions, sea turtles and penguins all coexist together. By the way, 70% of Peru's fish consumption actually comes from this place, Sea of Peru. The other environments are coastal cliffs and rocky shores. They are all along Peru's coastline, and they hold unique endemic species that can only live there and are only found in this place. First one is the Peruvian booby, scientific name Sula variegata. It's a seabird native to Peru that is easily recognized by his distinctive blue feet and unique plumage. It is known for its graceful flight and remarkable diving abilities to catch fishes. Second is the Peruvian tern, Sternula lorata. This small bird found in Peru is characterized by its black cap and white underparts. It can often be seen hovering the water, searching for fish to feed on. The third one is the Peruvian anchoveta, Angrelus ringens, a vital component of the marine ecosystem in Peru. Basis of the food chain, it is a small fish species that serves as a primary food source for various marine organisms. Its abundance maintains the balance of the coastal ecosystem. Fourth one is the Peruvian seaweed, Macrocystis perifera. Along the coast of Peru, you can find the majestic Peruvian seaweed. It's a giant brown seaweed that forms extensive underwater forests. Just like kelp forests, it provides essential habitat for other marine species such as the groupers, for example, and sometimes gets the visit of orcas. Fifth one is the Peruvian diving petrel. With its unique diving capacities, it's a seabird that can reach impressive depths in searching for its prey. It mainly consists of small fish and squids, overall, in his nourishment requirements. Its streamlined body and wings can enable it to navigate underwater with remarkable agility. Sixth one is the Peruvian pelican, Pelicanus thagus. The Peruvian pelican is a large seabird that is distinguished by its massive size and the distinctive pouch under its bill. It's a common sight along the coast of Peru and can often be seen diving in the water to catch fish. The seventh is the Peruvian flamingo, Phoenicopterus chalensis. Found in coastal areas of Peru, it is renowned for its stunning pink plumage and graceful appearance. These elegant birds are often seen wading in shallow waters using their uniquely shaped bills to filter feed on small crustaceans and algae, which are the origin of their color. They take pink pigments from the food they eat, and you can see it in their plumage, since sometimes some are more pink than others, and this is a direct correlation with the amount of food they are eating. If you eat a lot, you'll have more color. If you eat less, you'll be less colored. There are also a lot of sharks in the Peruvian waters. First example is the oceanic white-tip shark. It's a pelagic shark that is large and known for its distinctive long white-tipped fins. It inhabits both offshore and inshore waters and is often found near the surface. It hunts quite close to it. The oceanic white-tip shark is an opportunistic feeder, waiting for the right moment and preying on a variety of marine organisms that will come close to his location. Second one is the silky shark. They are sleek and streamlined with a characteristic silky texture to their skin. They are found in warm tropical waters and are known for their curious and bold behavior. Silky sharks feed on a diet consisting mainly of fish and cephalopods. Third is the blue shark. It's also a pelagic species, known for its vibrant blue coloration. It's highly migratory and can be found in both coastal and open ocean waters. They have a diverse diet that includes fish, squid, and other marine organisms. Fourth one is the shortfin mako shark. Makos are known for their impressive peak speed, going up to around 100 kilometers in average, and their agility in the water. They have a streamlined bodies, just like the second one, and they are capable of fast bursts of swimming. They primarily feed on fish and are found both in offshore and nearshore waters. Fifth one is the hammerhead shark. They have two various species in this location: the scalloped hammerhead, Sphaena lewini, and the smooth hammerhead, Sphaena zygaena. These sharks have a unique hammerhead-shaped head, which is thought to enhance their sensory abilities. They have a stereo-olfactive system and a stereo vision. Hammerhead sharks are known for their schooling behavior, regrouping in hundreds, and can be found in coastal and offshore waters. Last, but absolutely not least, there's the whale shark, Rhynchodon typus. Although not commonly found in Peru, whale sharks occasionally visit the country's coastal waters from time to time. These gentle giants are the largest fish species in the world, and they feed on phytoplankton as well as small fishes. They are known for their distinctive pattern of spots and stripes on their back, which is absolutely unique to any individual, and scientists recognize them by taking pictures of these spots. The ocean floor was also shaped by the Andes formation throughout the years. So the Andes mountain range was formed through tectonic activity and the process of subduction around 200 million years ago. And at this age, the supercontinent Pangaea began to break apart and the tectonic plates that make up the Earth's crust started to move. The Nazca Plate, located in the Pacific Ocean, began to subduct beneath the South American Plate. This subduction process caused the formation of the Andes as a result. Nazca Plate moved beneath the South American Plate. It created intense pressure and friction in the region. This led to the uplift of the Earth's crust, resulting in the formation of the Andes mountain range. These subduction movements of the Nazca Plate created a trench known as the Peruchal Trench. This trench is one of the deepest points in the ocean and extends along the western coast of South America. And also deeper in the mantle, where the Nazca Plate were melting under pressure, it resulted in the formation of upwelling magma and of volcanic arcs releasing this magma. This volcanic activity contributed to the creation of these volcanic islands all around and seamounts in the nearby ocean around Peru. The Andes also have a profound influence on the climate of the region and ecosystems. The mountains act as a barrier, intercepting moisture from the Pacific Ocean and causing it to condense and form precipitation. This results in the formation of the Amazon rainforest and other lush ecosystems on the eastern side of the Andes. The mountains also create distinct climatic zones with different vegetation and wildlife at varying altitudes. There were also two major research programs led in Peru, both by Dr. Patricia Malouf. First one is the longest running program, and she has been in charge of this program since 1982. Studying the impacts of El Niño, this research program has provided valuable insights into the ecological and socio-economic impacts of industrial fisheries and other extractive industries in Peru's coastal waters. Second one she led was the Center for Environmental Sustainability, CSA. She is also the founder and current director of the CSA at the Universidad Peruana Cayetano Heredia, UPCH, in Lima, in Peru. The CSA focuses on research and initiatives related to environmental sustainability, including marine conservation, climate change, and biodiversity protection. The center plays a pivotal role in advancing scientific knowledge and promoting sustainable practices in Peru and beyond. In conclusion, the tropical Pacific Sea of Peru is a place of unmatched natural beauty and rich cultural heritage. Its extraordinary marine biodiversity and geological wonders captivate both scientists and nature enthusiasts alike. However, this precious ecosystem faces numerous threats, necessitating immediate and sustained conservation efforts. Long-term protection is crucial to preserve the unparalleled beauty and ecological significance of this marine paradise that is Peru. If you want to stay informed about upcoming episodes or even suggest topics for future discussions, don't hesitate to subscribe to our podcast and send us a message on Instagram at oceanexplained_. We value your engagement in subscribing and look forward to sharing more exclusive episodes with you. Thanks.